Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the 74th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's historic achievements during the 2021 American Music Awards and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Well, first of all, I want to start off by saying, Jose, I hope you get better soon. He's been going through it, but tell us how you've been doing.
Girl, okay, so I'm doing way better, and thank you, by the way. I was just telling Roseanne offline that, like, I was sick this weekend. So yesterday and the day before yesterday, it was not cute, y'all. It was a mess. I'm already a mess as it is, so just add on, like, double, triple on top of that. Sneezing, coughing, just all over the place. Not cool, not cute. But today I woke up a bit better. Thanks for my boyfriend who's, like, been taking care of me and, like, cooking me, like, soups and chicken noodle soup. Hey, chicken noodle soup. Hey.
It's all chicken.
No, but you know the song Chicken Noodle Soup? Come on, Roseanne, get it together.
Oh, come on, hold on.
which, by the way, we're going to be talking about in connection to what happened at the AMAs with Becky G. Anywho, before we get into that, I'm okay. I'm doing way better, so you might hear my voice a little bit different. I might cough here and there, so forgive me for that, guys, but your boy is trying to do his best. How about you, Roseanne? How was the AMA? Because Roseanne was over there, y'all. She was over there. How you doing?
Oh, look, I was not expecting to go to the AMAs like that. Like, I was planning on trying to do Pit, but yeah, it was literally last minute, so I found out on Tuesday that I had to book a flight on Wednesday to go to AMAs, because they, in order for me to do, like, the pre-taping, I have to get tested and all that stuff. So, I'll be releasing a vlog on that here pretty soon, since I don't want to go too much into details on that on here, but, it didn't feel real. You know, like, when it feels, like, surreal, or you're in denial that even happened. It went by so quick, but of course I'm very, very, very thankful to have witnessed the boys' historic moment of them winning their first Artist of the Year here in the U.S. Yeah. We will get more into that. But yeah, it's been really hectic, Jose, not gonna lie. Like, I am so behind on editing obligations. Me being an army is literally getting in the way of me being, like, a content creator. Like, I'm supposed to be editing videos right now, but I'm like, let's go AMA. Oh my god, it's so bad. But you know what, we're living in the moment, we hustling, we're getting things done. But I can't wait to start talking about the American Music Awards. Yay! Yes. Jose, were you able to watch it live, or how was it for you?
Well, I can't watch it live because I don't have an antenna. So I don't get local channels. Hey, I'm gonna keep it real. So what I do is I go online and I start like, well, I guess that is live, right? It's not like I'm watching it like actually online. Like on, what was it, ABC or whatever. Like I'm not actually watching it on the channel. I'm watching it through Twitter.
And hey, like, hey, we gotta do what we gotta do.
We gotta do what we gotta do. You know what I mean? So sorry, your boy had to go on to, yes. Okay. Well, you know, your boy watched it that way. That's what I'd be doing with these award shows and other things. But okay. Army knows. Y'all know. So don't judge. But yeah, a lot happened last night. It was so freaking historic. It was, I mean, let's just keep it all the way real. BTS's concert, and they just humbly let awards be given out during their concert. Yeah. Let's just keep it real. You know what I mean?
It was a concert.
And yeah, that's what I thought. sorry. Oh my God. But yeah, we started off, well, they didn't open the night, but it was one of the performances that was like early on in the show. It was the My Universe performance with Coldplay. And yes. I mean, they brought down the house. By the way, like the set design, the people that, you know, do all the sets and the screens and all the flashing lights and all of that. Like, kudos to them, because I thought it was pretty cool. Like the set.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. But I mean, you were there, Roseanne. So like, how was that? Like, one thing is seeing it on TV and then others to see it like right in front of you.
Y'all, so that was intense for sure. One thing that, you know, like I said, like Jose mentioned, the set was amazing. It was really cool how they gave us like the wristbands with the lights because we couldn't bring army bombs in there. So it kind of gave us that army bomb type of feel with the lighting because it had purple and all that stuff. And they had the fireworks going off. One thing that was really odd to me was the sound system wasn't as good. Even when we were watching it live, it sounded more muffled. You know what I mean? Compared to other artists. But I noticed if they were in a band, I noticed the sound would be a little wonky. I don't know. But I didn't know, Jose, too, like the live televised version, the audio was also funky. People were telling me that they could hear it better in my fan cam. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's one thing that I think everybody remembered about American award shows. They were like, the audio and the camera work are not the best.
Oh, I heard it was in sync and some of the boys were hard to hear. But yeah, in the fan cam, you could also hear, you know, armies cheering because I heard they also tried to muffle that out. And I think that's why the audio was just really bad. But still, like, I don't know. It, to me, even when I was there live, it sounded wonky. But it was amazing. But you could really feel the energy, the love, just how much, you know, energy they were giving out to the crowd. So I cannot wait. Low-key, I really hope they performed. Not low-key. High-key, I hope they perform this at the concert. You know what I mean? Like, I want Coldplay to appear during their concert in LA. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. I don't know if Coldplay's here for, like, to stay throughout the time in LA. I don't follow them like that. So I don't know, you know, if that's a possibility.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? We don't follow them like BTS to where we know where they're at. So it's kind of like,
you know what? That's so funny. I was just thinking about that too. But you know, the sad thing was that I think the day before AMAs, Megan Thee Stallion posted on Twitter saying that, you know, she was really excited and looking forward to performing with BTS. But then she had personal problems that came up. So she wasn't able to perform. So I felt like their Butter performance, they really had to change it because they were supposed to do the remix for version. So I don't know, man. I'm kind of sad because I wanted to see like the, you know, the epic dance break. I don't know if the 3Js were gonna come through or something. I don't know what they were gonna do, but she did mention though that she will perform with them soon, right? Like the tweet said that.
Well, she said that she hopes to do it soon, or I can't wait to do it soon. So that,
here, let me
yeah bring it.
I think I read it too, and I felt like that's what she meant. Okay, she said, I can no longer attend. I'm so sad. I really can't wait to hit the stage with my guys and perform hashtag BTS Butter real soon. So I think it's saying, right. It's saying it. It's not like, oh, I want to.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Oh my God. Like, I'm me, not me getting my hopes up, but I really do hope that she also performs at the concert. It's, you know, like Coldplay and Megan coming through.
Exactly. I feel like all ARMY also took it as, you know, let's have our hopes. I mean, maybe not too high, but high enough where, like, we're keeping hope alive that Megan maybe will make a guest appearance at one of the shows. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that means they did have a performance ready or somewhat of an idea of how to perform the remix. So I'm sure they are both, BTS and Megan are both, like, eager to actually do it, you know?
No, for sure. But let's talk about the Butter stage. Literally everything was yellow. The boys were all in yellow. Mm-hmm. I like the fireworks. The little prop, big prop. Although, I actually, when I came for pre-taping, we did see the Butter Heart logo, like, hanging in the back. So we kind of knew that was going to pop up in front of us. But we didn't know what else they would have on set. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have yet to watch the televised versions of both My Universe and Butter, so I think I'm gonna check that out with my boyfriend. Maybe make like a reaction video to it. Were you able to react to the performance? I know you were sick.
No, I didn't, girl, because I was sick. So I was like, I don't like. I wanted to. I was like, should I wait? But I don't know. Like, my excitement just couldn't wait. So even though I was sick, I was like, I'm going to watch it. I'm not, I won't even bother with the reactions. Also because I don't know if ABC is cool with reactions. So,
oh, you're right.
I'm like a little iffy on that. Because I was like, the last time that I did something with the American Music Awards was when they were in 2017, correct? That's when they performed DNA.
Yeah.
And
that's the last time.
Yeah. I think I had to like a hardcore edit that, so that's why I was like, you know, I'm not losing anything if I don't. I do want to react to it, but at the same time I was like, I'm sick, I'm not feeling well at all, I don't look good, no, it's not happening. So I'm like, this year it's not happening. It's a no for me. So I'm just gonna update with my, on my channel with updates, but that's it. I don't need to come on camera. Y'all don't need to see this hot mess. So I'm good. But I did enjoy it. Like you said, it turned yellow, like all, it was all yellow. I'm wondering if at one point maybe it was going to turn pink because of the Butter remix. Obviously, it turns into pink. So I was like, I wonder, you know, what did they have planned, you know? And that logo, I was like, they obviously they had that planned already. I don't think they did that last minute. So I'm just wondering if that logo actually also maybe turned colors. I don't know. I'm very curious as to what they had planned for the remix performance.
Sorry. I was kind of laughing because my dog was snoring really loud. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I was trying to wake him up.
Last episode, I think it also was barking, or was it another dog?
Yeah, there was like a neighbor dog barking. Goodness sakes, these dogs. Yeah, you know what? Like, it will always be a mystery until, like, if they really do perform during the concert, we'll see how maybe it would have been for the AMAs. I don't know. I'm getting my hopes up. But for sure, it would have been something else. But, you know, they still rocked the stage. Literally, it was a BTS concert. Yeah. We did run into some salty audience. I should say, I'll probably get into that like later on. But let's first talk about.
Are you gonna spill some tea up in here?
I am. I'm gonna do that.
I'm waiting.
Should I do that now before we get into the good stuff? You know, in the middle. Okay, hold on.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want to end with some salty stuff.
Yeah.
So oh my God, me and Terry were watching the AMAs, and literally since the beginning, because, you know, ARMYs, we're passionate, okay? We cheering on for the boys. We literally 75% of the people that were there as a crowd were ARMY.
Okay? Right, yeah.
So, you know, I let this guy, it was a guy and a girl. Mm-hmm. The sad part about it was that the guy was Asian. He was Asian and the girl was white, right? Uh-huh. He was saying some mean stuff. We were letting it slide. You know, he was saying some mean stuff about BTS, mm-hmm. about ARMY. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're annoyed. Whatever. Fine.
Right.
Is that my computer heating up? My computer's heating up. Oh, my God. It's mad, too. My computer is mad, too. But then, literally, he kept... it was literally every second, every minute, he kept making comments about BTS. Like, when Tyler, the creator, came up, he's like, oh, this set is better than BTS's. Like, you know, what? Like, saying stuff like that. Yeah. And then... I think it was already like more than halfway through. We're almost like 2 hours in. He's still complaining. And literally, I can't quote exactly what he said, but he said something like, if BTS said to jump off the cliff, they're all, the fans are going to jump off the cliff. Like something like that, you know? What the? And literally, I turned around. And when I looked over, Terry also turned around. And he's like, I forgot what he said, but he was like, hey, calm down. You know what I mean? Like, chill. That's what we're saying. And when I looked over, I realized he was Asian. I was like, my boy, you are dogging on your own, own kind. You know, they're Asian men. You're Asian. Shouldn't you be, like, hyping them up? Why are you trying to, like, clown on them? And I felt like maybe he was trying to say that to impress this girl. But I said it out loud. I'm like, my gosh, he's just so... oh my God, what was that word? He's just so insecure. That's what I said. I said it out loud because that's what he was. You know what I mean?
How old and, were
yeah,
they?
Yeah, literally, he like, he was like maybe 30s, around 30s, nah. Late 30s.
That's just insecurity for sure. Like, come on.
Yeah. And it just felt like he was trying to show off to that girl. I don't know who they were together, or I don't know, maybe he had a free ticket and he invited her, and he was trying to impress her by dogging on his own kind, okay, instead of hyping them up. And like, after we did that, it was so funny because like, even his mask was like halfway down. We're supposed to all wear masks, and he like quickly put his mask up and like just shut up, like, after, because man, wow. Me, like, you know, We showed him in front. Days no long shot. But anyways, that was the drama that went on. Anyway, other than that, we're having an amazing time. But congratulations to BTS for sweeping all three awards, all three categories. Yeah.
A clean sweep for real. Like, I think we knew that, right, Roseanne? Deep down inside, we knew that they were going to win all of them. We just were afraid that the award show would actually not reward them with the actual award. You know what I mean? Like, we were afraid of some shadiness behind the scenes, no pun intended. But, no, the boys swept. They got favorite pop duo or group, favorite pop song for butter. Can I even talk? I said favorite pop song for girl... Favorite pop song for Butter, and last but not least, Artist of the Year. That's right. The crowd goes wild.
You know, that was the award we were looking most to, because this is actually their first nomination ever for Artist of the Year. Like, literally, this is the first. It's long overdue. We were already appreciative of the nomination, but kind of like as we were going through the whole concert, we're like, there is no way, or not concert, like show. It's a BTS concert, but you know, I watch show. They're like, there is no way they cannot give BTS this award. First of all, they flew all the way from Korea. They have not showed up since 2017. They're putting on two performances, and 75% of the crowd is ARMY. So y'all better give this. And number 100 reason, it's a voting thing, so that you cannot outvote ARMY. But the last time we had a voting category, there was some fishy stuff that went on. So, you know, as much as I'm like, I believe they're going to win. Oh, that's my heater going off. That's probably the sound you heard.
Oh my, y'all.
Let me turn the heater off.
Listen, hello. Go ahead, Roseanne, take your time. I'm going to talk to the listeners right now. Listeners. Do you hear me? While Roseanne is away,
I felt like my professionalism has just gone down the drain these last past two episodes.
But Roseanne, I'm talking to the listeners right now. While you were away, I started a conversation. Oh. Y'all, what is going on with our girl Roseanne? She literally was talking like she was deep into conversation. She was focused. And then out of nowhere, oh, I think it's the heater. What is going on up in there? What is
because previous before we started recording, Jose is like, what is that sound? And I'm like, I don't know. It's my heater. It is cold in Vegas now, y'all. It's okay, I gotta live somehow. But it just occurred to me. I heard the heater. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's the heater.
I love it. You're like, artist of the year, BTS. We knew that we're going to win. Oh my God, it's the heater, Jose.
Oh my gosh. I'm pulling I don't know what I'm pulling, but holy schnapps. Y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a mess. But BTS and their speech. Y'all. Focus on
is the phrase.
The boys are about.
It's the new iconic phrase, I think, between ARMY now.
It really is. And there was a picture that I saw that was trending on Twitter. It's just the boys in a, like, just a mess. And that's them. You know what I mean? That is them. And people are not sure exactly what Jungkook was trying to say, but some have theories that he might have tried leaking something, or you know, maybe he was just very nervous and forgot the word that he was trying to say. But you know, props to them, they all gave an amazing speech. I'm gonna go back and re-listen to it once I have the time, because sometimes it was kind of hard to hear what they were saying live. So I'm sure the audio is way better, the televised version is way better for sure.
It was really cute, and just to see, I thought it was just quintessential BTS, and I love that they did that. Like, they were just themselves and, like, goofy, and the way they were so happy and like, taken back at the same time, surprised, but then, like, super proud. And you just, this is just BTS, and I just loved it that they did it on an American award show. The fact that Yoongi also spoke in Korean, like, he gave no F's and was like, I'm giving my speech in Korean, like, loud and proud. I loved it. It was just so cool. And, like, of course, their English has... Every year, it just gets better and better. And so, for Jungkook, it was probably the nerves that got to him. Because I also thought that Amiri was like, focus on what? In 2022, you want to focus on who? Give me the dates. Give me a comeback. What's going on? Where's the new album? Like, I was ready. Focus on what? But, I mean, we are going to be talking about the V-Live. But in the V-Live, like, he pretty cleared it. Unless... He tried to, like, divert the attention and is still playing with us. He did finish his thoughts on what he wanted to say. So he said he wanted to focus on memories, like, good memories with ARMY in 2022. But I don't know if maybe he's fixing it and fixed it for the V-Live, or maybe he actually did want to say that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know until... Well, we actually won't ever know, I guess, you know, unless Jungkook actually comes out and says that, like, I actually tried to say this, but it was this or whatever. But I thought it was super cute. The way that, like, Jin, like, grabbed him and they were just, like, playing in the bag. And people were just on Twitter going crazy saying, like, yo, this is seriously BTS on national television. Like, this is them having fun. This was not during the Artist of the Year. It was actually for... pop group, or was it for, I think it was for pop group, where Taehyun was like, he was just going for his award, honey. Like, he was ready to get the camera time. He was like, give me my award. He just started walking, and he actually posted the video too on Twitter, where he was like waiting for the reaction, and he was recording the guys too. The guys are going for a hug, and he's already on top of the stage, like, ready to get his award. I thought that was super cool. yeah.
God, they were having the time of their lives for sure.
Yeah.
There was a lot of interactions, which I was super excited about too, because you know, I've been watching a lot of their V lives, and Tae specifically would always mention artists that he like enjoys.
Yes.
And one of them was Givian, the other one was Conan Gray. Yo, and when Givian was performing, I was telling Terry this too. I'm like, oh my God, Tae loves Givian. And literally, like, seconds after that, like, he came up to Tae to, like, shake his hand. So that was a very cute interaction.
Yeah.
It was, he also, like, shook Conan Gray's hand. He was sitting by Olivia at that time. And Becky G came up to Hobi and Yoongi to start talking to them. Did you see, though, like, when she came up? I don't know if he was, the bodyguard was trying to translate or whatever, but he came over real quick to like figure out what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that
there
was, one,
like a lot of jokes about that.
That one I was like, huh, I wonder what the bodyguard is thinking. Like, does he not recognize her? Does he not know that this is Becky G? Or does he stand there just in case the artists that go and visit them are like, I don't want them thinking I'm part of the group and I don't need to talk to them. You know what I like to the other artists, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just going to stand on the side or whatever. So I do wonder like what was going on in his head, because yeah. he did stand right behind her while she was talking to Hobie.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Maybe he was there to translate. I mean, that would make that sense too, why he's too, standing yeah. so close. I don't know, but I guess we'll never know. But it was just amazing. It was actually kind of funny too, because all of the celebrities there literally were just trying to interact with BTS somehow.
That's right.
And it's just crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they know the power of BTS, and it was just, they were just running the whole show. You know what I mean? So it was really amazing to see.
It was their night. I mean, honestly, it was their night. Like, everybody there, the majority was there to see BTS. All their artists wanted to see, and all the a lot of interviews on the red carpet, they were talking about how excited they were to see BTS. So it was all about them. I mean,
it really was. Hey, come on, they're the shining stars. They're the artists of the year.
Yeah. Yes, me.
And they're all over like the papers and the news now. Finally, like deserved. I hope they continue to win big awards like this, like Artist of the Year as well. Yes. And now the funny thing was, literally after the show, not even like 6 minutes after, the boys jumped on VLive. And that's because the arena is very close to the hotel they usually stay at, because AMAs is the one that provides a hotel for them. Mm-hmm. So they were already like changed and in the room with like all the desserts. yeah. I didn't get to watch the full stream because... where was I? I think I was eating at a Korean barbecue too. So your girl was eating. So although I did see a lot of posts and memes going around saying Namjoon leaked something, you know, the king of leaking stuff. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, we always rely on him for some hints. Jose, at first I didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand what he was saying. But as of, like, not too long ago,
yeah.
It was officially announced that BTS will be presenting the nominations at tomorrow's Grammy... Wait, what?
Get it? Get it?
What was it called? Oh my gosh. Okay, they're going to help announce the 2022 Grammy nominations tomorrow.
There you go.
So... he accidentally leaked that they pre-recorded their, like, nomination announcement thingy for the nominees. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're going to be on there with her and along with other artists. So I'm excited for that. I'm actually really nervous as well, because we're hoping for BTS to also be nominated. Not once, but twice.
Yeah, and how cool would it be if, like, they announced their own nomination? Like, that would be amazing. Yeah. That would mean that they actually also already know that they are nominated. You know what I mean? For another Grammy.
Yeah, category. Yeah, because we've seen other artists, like, yeah, doing a nomination, and then they're part of the list, and then they're, like, freaking out, and then someone brings them the oh my god, I really hope so, because they deserve it, and I cannot wait to see their expression if they are announced. But I'm kind of keeping my feels at a medium level, because exactly. You know, Grammys sometimes does them dirty, not sometimes, do them dirty. So
yeah, I even tweeted it that I was like, I'm hopeful, but I'm not overtly hopeful, because we already know how these award shows behave, how they treat our guys. So it's kind of like, you are hopeful because you do want them to get what they want. They obviously want a Grammy. They want it, guys. So obviously ARMY is at that point where if they want it, we also want it. If they don't, we don't. But up till now, they have expressed how much they wanted it. So we're behind that. But we won't be extremely disappointed to see them not get a nomination. You know what I mean? Like, we are kind of like ready for that. At the same time, we are ready for the good news, hopefully.
yes,
Please. About the V-Live, about the V-Live, Roseanne, you didn't really miss much because it was only 6 minutes long. And
I heard they were
And before we could get to the 6 minutes, it was just, it was not working. Like, the Wi-Fi signal was not cute. It was funny because people were, like, tweeting. I even tweeted, too. It was like, focus on the Wi-Fi signal, please, because that's what we need focus on, because nothing is working. The server is not working. VLive is not working. It was just jumping out, jumping in and out until finally it worked. It was only, like, 6 minutes, and they were just trying to, like, say thank you to ARMY. They were saying, like, how excited they were, how happy they were, and that's where Jungkook finally, you know, finished his comment when he was, like, focus on more memories with ARMY. And then at the end, they, like, did a toast, and they were like, focus on ARMY, which I thought was, like, super, super nice and cute.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, we cannot wait for tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, we know who's nominated and whatnot. Yes. So, fingers crossed, y'all. But yes, that was it for this episode, you guys. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoy listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Yes.
Bye, ARMY.
Bye, ARMY. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin,